So I've got pages and pages, hundreds of pages of documents and statements on this case. And I think the first place to start is with the responding officer who found Alana Cecil's deceased body on November 10th, 1996. I could see this person appeared to be a female by the way of dress, being dressed in black slacks, a black jacket and ladies' shoes. Her head was to the side with her hair across the majority of her face. It appeared on first glance that she was asleep. I then approached and gently tapped the bottom of her shoes with my foot to arouse her, and on doing so I immediately realized the female was deceased. Every November, in the small city of Melton, just outside of Melbourne in Victoria, Australia, locals young and old celebrate the biggest day on the calendar, the Jirrawa Bonfire Festival. For most, this is a day to be celebrated. But for one family, this one day on the calendar every year is their reminder of a living nightmare. The day their just-turned 16-year-old daughter, Alana Cecil, would be found dead, slumped in a seated position in the carport of an abandoned house. As far as the Melton police were concerned, it was just another tragic case of a youth heroin overdose. Case closed. But for Alana's family, in particular her father, the circumstantial evidence didn't fit. No drug paraphernalia was found at the scene. Alana's clothes had been hurriedly put on. Her bra was missing. Her clothes were inside out and back to front. 8 years after Alana's death, a DNA breakthrough. Two male DNA semen profiles were identified on and inside Alana's body. One being of a 49-year-old man known to police, who under questioning as to how his DNA was present, simply answered, "No comment." Yet 28 years on, despite a coronial inquest unable to rule out foul play, Alana's case remains closed, and vital questions remain unanswered. I'm Ryan Wolfe, and in Season 4 of Guilt, I've flown 3,000 kilometres to Melbourne, Australia, in pursuit of the truth. What happened to Alana Cecil?
But she was just so happy, so bubbly, smiling all the time. Like, she was just so much fun to be around. She was just beautiful, and would do anything for anyone.
Victoria Police was kind of defending their detective and their investigation. They didn't need to do that. To me, they just need to have another try for Peter. Let's just, you know, give you something just to show them that they had another try, and that Alana wasn't, like, just, you know, undeserving because she was a kid on heroin. Like, that's not the society we want.
Yeah.
To say, oh, she's not deserving of a nice investigation because she used heroin. She's 16. She was 16.
Oh, I've got to be honest with you. All I was left with, and I haven't been able to get out of my head ever, is that I sat on the bunk at home, and next to me was a green lunchbox, small green lunchbox, and it had Alana's ashes in it, and that was my daughter, who I was left with. And I sat with that lunchbox. It was plastic green, light green, olive green colour. And I sat next to it, and I thought to myself, that's my daughter. Yeah, why? Questions. Yeah. So I live with that nightmare, that thing, and I want justice. I want to do the right thing by her, and get her justice, and get closure for everybody, and especially me. Because I went through hell with her, and I loved her, and she got stolen away from me. And those culprits who did it, I want to catch them. I want to get them, and they know who they are, and I won't ever give up.
New episodes of Season 4 of Guilt, The Night of the Bonfire, will be coming soon. If you have any information related to the death of Alana Cecil, please contact us via email at brevitystudiosnz@gmail.com.